This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing right now? I've never used that phrase, but I instantly know what it means. And I think it's interesting because it works two different ways. Some people need to have their social battery charged, and they this is the introvert extrovert thing. And some people, you know, like they've got enough energy for other people, but then it's time to sort of step away. And, you know, as we get to this part where winter is ending, which again, it's opposite. I love winter. I don't need it to end. You know, you start getting together with more people and it can be a little draining on top of every other thing that we all have going on in our lives. I just assume everybody's overburdened because I think everybody's overburdened, but it can be tough to deal with. And also one of the things is like, you can't necessarily understand why you feel that way or why it's making you tired, but it's a real thing. If you think that you could use some help with it, if you could figure out a way to make things better, therapy is a great way to help. It can give you that kind of self-awareness to know how to ride that level just right so that you feel good, you feel right. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you can give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, which is, again, we've been talking about being busy, right? You got to fit that in. You got a lunch period. You can do it during that time, whichever. That's possible. You fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. I like that. There is no penalty for finding the person who is right for you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/iFanboy today. Get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/iFanboy.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey, it's Connor from iFanboy. I'm here with Josh.
You all know my name, how I earn a living.
And if you've been listening to the show, you know that Jaws is one of our favorite movies of all time, especially Josh.
Farewell and adieu. Fair Spanish lady.
So we're very happy to tell you about a new Jaws-themed podcast that's coming out. It's exciting. We love Jaws. We love listening to shows about Jaws. And it's called Inside Jaws. And it's an immersive journey through 1975's pulse-pounding hit film Jaws. And it's what's cool about it is it's not just a podcast of a bunch of idiots talking about Jaws like we do sometimes on the show.
I think you wouldn't know an idiot talking about a podcast until it swept. Sorry. I can't help it.
What it is a very interactive, immersive show with full sound effects and acting, taking you through the story of Jaws, not just the film itself, but what led up to it, the real life history behind it, and the story behind the making of the film. It's really exciting. You follow Steven Spielberg as he makes the film from his early days making 8mm westerns as a young kid until he gets to Hollywood and makes a film that changes the entire industry forever. It's a tale of guts and glory. Guts being the thing that happens when a shark bites you. Glory is what happens after the movie comes out. You don't want to miss it. And you can hear the first two episodes right now by subscribing to Inside Jaws and Apple Podcasts or heading over to Wondery.fm/InsideJaws. Or you can listen to the first four episodes ad-free by signing up for Wondery Plus at Wondery.com/plus. That's Wondery.com/plus. And if you love Jaws, it's a no-brainer. You got to do it.
I mean, it's a thing where they said, hey, we've got this thing. It's about Jaws. And I said, all right, let me take a look at it. All right, yep. I will help with this. I'd be pleased to help with this. Because Jaws is the best.
And you can find a link from the episode notes. It'll take you to the show. You can find it on our page. It's Inside Jaws, written and hosted by Mark Ramsey, the man behind Inside Psycho and Inside the Exorcist. And while you're looking for that show, Inside Jaws, you can find a preview right now.
The following contains mature content. You've been warned.
From Wondery, I'm Mark Ramsey, and this is part one of Inside Jaws. July 1, 1916. A perfect day at the Jersey Shore. Charles Van Zandt was in the mood for a swim.
Hey, let me show you how far out I can go.
He was 25, a smart-looking young man with dark, slick-back hair. Charles was a stockbroker from a prominent Philadelphia family, and this was his first swim of the summer season. As he paddled out, he could see the fine young women with their petticoats and parasols. They were watching from the shore. That cheer, that was for him. A few others were in the water too, but he passed them now. He was all alone. A man and his ocean and his dog. He paused just to listen. And he turned on his back and floated. He was engaged to be married to a beautiful woman. He was young and strong and handsome with a fine career. It was a perfect day, and he had a perfect life. And a golden retriever named Jack.
Jack, come on back.
Jack was swimming to the shore. Fine, Charles had made his point. He looked at the sand, people there, dots on the horizon. Ahead, the Ingleside Hotel, a grand and glorious gem on the water. There you could find sophisticated ladies and gentlemen who journeyed from New York City and Philadelphia every summer. The cities emptied, and they came. They came for the magnificent sunrises, the crisp ocean air, and the gentle sound of the peaceful surf. In the lobby that morning, local fishermen gathered. Where were the fish? They grumbled. The catch is awful. It was as if the fish were frightened of something. Charles was swimming the crawl, smooth, effortless. His dog was nowhere to be seen, nowhere to be heard.
Jack?
100 yards to shore. Ahead, he could see people shouting and pointing. 75 yards to shore. 50 yards. The sun was beating down on him. He could see his reflection in the sand below. 30 yards. He saw his reflection eclipsed by a vast dark shadow. The water was suddenly warm from the spreading pool of his own blood. Charles fought even as the predator's teeth ground down on his bones. He could touch the sand. He was almost out of the surf.
Grab his hands. Help me here.
Time was standing still. Charles reached out for help. That's when the thing let go.
Oh! Oh!
The monster had him again, this time by the thigh. The surf was receding. The fish was now on the sand, and he was holding fast to what was left of Charles Van Zandt. The creature's mouth was moving. He was trying to swallow the man whole.
Hold!
The monster was off the sand, back in the water. Nobody knew how or why, but the beast let go and vanished into the ocean. They carried Charles away from the water and laid him on a towel. The crowd gathered. Numb with shock and horror, he was still alive, barely. He was a sickening sight. His left leg virtually torn off, a gaping hole in his side where his thigh had been. He was blood and trembling, mangled flesh. I was looking right at him. I'll never forget his expression. It was blank, white, helpless, and so sad. Shaking, he raised his arm to the sky like he was praying for mercy. 1981, Phoenix, Arizona. She tells me clean up the basement, I clean up the basement. Where to begin? Hey, I hope that wasn't a mouse. Gotta start somewhere. It was in a dark corner. It had been there for many years. A box full of old movies. Dozens of amateur 8mm films disintegrating. The box's owner had long since moved away, and so the box was shipped to Los Angeles, where two 15-year-old boys who made their own 8mm films worked day and night to repair them for weeks. The boys were overwhelmed by what they saw. Reel after reel, movies like their own, but much older. So many, so rich, so ambitious, and some featuring elaborate special effects. How do you do that? Dude, I have no idea. For their work, they were paid $250. They would have done it for nothing. That's it. I think we're done. The boys were named Matt and JJ. Matt Reeves would grow up to direct the Planet of the Apes franchise, and J.J. Abrams would one day helm a new generation of Star Trek and Star Wars movies. Their patron's name was scrawled in Sharpie across the side of the old box, hidden for years, forgotten, lonely, in the basement of his boyhood home. It read, Steve Spielberg. That was just a preview of Inside Jaws. To hear the rest, subscribe to Inside Jaws on Apple Podcasts, right now, or to hear the first 5 episodes of Inside Jaws ad-free, go to Wondery.com/plus. That's Wondery.com/plus.